Well, that was a fun kid talk. I love Palm Sunday. It holds a special place in my heart, particularly because, as I have mentioned to some of you already, on Palm Sunday, 11 years ago, my daughter Anna Grace, who was sitting right here, just a moment ago, came into the world and into our lives. It will never be the same. A very special day indeed. But on an even grander cosmic scale, this day marks the beginning of Holy Week, the holiest week of the year, the time when we gather together in our congregations and symbolically with Christians all over the world to reflect on Jesus' journey to the cross, beginning with his triumphal entry into Jerusalem and concluding with his lonely trek from the upper room through Gethsemane and ultimately to Calvary and the empty tomb. And individually and personally, it's a time for each one of us to hear, first of all, a true story in a world where a lot of things are questioned. A timeless story in a world where trends come and go. An enduring story in a world where our time here is only temporary. And a personal story that transforms our lives, offering freedom and grace and love and hope and peace. And it's also a very dramatic and cliff-hanging story. So for those of you who like suspense thrillers, this one is definitely for you. But last but not least, this story that we hear in Holy Week represents a huge part of the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It represents 2/5 or 40% of the Gospels. They focus on that last week of Jesus' life. 40%, that's pretty important indeed. So how does this week all start out? Well, it starts out with a king. But he was no ordinary king. He was a king of fishermen, tax collectors, Samaritans, harlots, blind men, demoniacs, and cripples. And those who followed him were a ragtag bunch. And this king wasn't much of a spectacle himself. In fact, this king came riding on a donkey colt, an animal so small it was barely big enough to carry a full-grown man. And this king, well, he sat on tattered shawls and sweat-stained rags that had been hastily thrown over the colt. While he rode through town, they laid their garments and their palm fronds on the street. It was a moment unlike any other, for he was completely different from any other king. It was a moment filled with possibility. Might this be the king who would deliver them from the Romans? Might this be the Messiah who would usher in the blessing of this age to come and the return of all the children of God who had been scattered abroad? What kind of Messiah did the people understand him to be? Well, that's a question that still resonates today for you and for me. Is this king of fishermen and tax collectors and Samaritans and harlots and blind men, demoniacs and cripples, is this king our king? Or is this just a story? I think it's a really important question to ask ourselves. Is Jesus the king of our life? Is Jesus truly the king of our life? When things are going really well and we think we've got things figured out, do we remember that Jesus is our king? Or when things hit the fan or we feel defeated or lost or afraid, do we call upon our king for help? Or do we look for help somewhere else? Unfortunately, I think we all can relate to these questions. And I think we all fall short, like Dennis mentioned, sometimes on remembering the power of Jesus in our lives and trusting him in good times and in bad times. So sometimes we just need a little reminder of the power of Jesus, our King, in our lives. And the writer of Colossians does a pretty good job when he says, "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in the heavens and on the earth, things visible and things invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things are held together. He is the head of the body, the assembly, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For all the fullness was pleased to dwell in him, and through him to reconcile all things to himself. And by him, whether things on the earth or things in the heavens, having made peace through the blood of the cross." Today, as we celebrate the beginning of the holiest of all weeks throughout the year, let us reflect on this true and timeless and enduring story that beckons us to enter in and experience hope where there is hopelessness, light where there is darkness, life where there is death, and to trust the one who is King of our lives. Amen.